So let's dance.
Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct. We're coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM and in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Lines are open 844-967-2789. And for now, I'm going to conclude with what I was talking about Ukraine. I'm going to talk about a lot more later in the show. Russia is trying to do is seize the entire Black Sea and Sea of Azov coast of Ukraine, make it landlocked, destroy its industrial base and its wheat fields, and it would be there like a sick patient, a vassal state, be strangled economically. That can't be permitted to happen. Joe Biden, you cannot say that a genocide is going on, look at it, and do nothing. But say, if that genocide comes into Poland or Romania, you'll do something. The Democratic Party won't win an election in a generation. And the Republican Party, when it's shown that they're the ones that caused this because of Trump's treason to Putin, licking Putin's boots, and attacking a wartime president, they will be hit massively. And it will be time for third party, the United Party, where we get rid of the Putin-loving traitors, the anti-democracy traitors in the Republican Party, and the identity politics cult of the Islamo-left on the Democratic Party, and finally have an American Party. That's going to happen. All right, I want to come back to the United States. This is unbelievable. It's creeping Putinism. Florida. DeSantis is Florida. Just rejected 54 of 132 math books. We're not talking about Toni Morrison here. We're not talking about Martin Luther King books. Math books. 41% of the math books submitted by publishers for consideration for purchase in grade schools in Florida, 54 of 132, 41% of them were thrown out as heretical, as illegal. These are math books. Hey, DeSantis, how much is 2 and 2? It's 4, DeSantis. DeSantis, what is the square root of -1? It's an imaginary number, DeSantis. Electrical engineers and others depend on it, even though you don't think there is a square root of -1. Why am I having this discussion with you, DeSantis? You SOB, you dumb SOB, you throw out 41% of your math books? And why did they throw them out? Because some, they said, they could detect traces of critical race theory. Now, some of these math books are for early grade school, like say first, second, third grade. So what, if they have a kid who's an African-American kid in a picture solving a problem, they throw it out? Some of it, they said, restores Common Core. Now, Common Core is something that was espoused some years ago. I never was entirely sure what they meant by it. I think everybody meant different things by it. Common Core, different ways of adding and subtracting. You know, I have a really great idea on Common Core, and I have a really great idea on all this. Leave it up to educators. Why do you have legislatures saying you may not do anything on critical race theory and Common Core? And the third reason they threw this stuff out, social emotional learning. What does that mean, social emotional learning? Does it say that 2 and 2 is 4 in the first grade? That's all I want to know. Does it teach fractions when that's appropriate grade-wise? Does it teach addition and subtraction and multiplication? And then let educators decide. There are 132 math books submitted in Florida by publishers, and 41% of them were thrown out because of politics, not because of education. That's just plain wrong. It may very well be that some of them were not that good. That's fine. Throw them out and have educators decide that. But don't have legislatures decide it or DeSantis decide it. to try to make a political point about it. Don't let him stand there in a press conference brandishing a book saying, this is a math book, by the way, this really subtly teaches critical race theory. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let educators decide that. Or he brandishes another one and says, this is reintroducing Common Core. I don't like the way they're teaching addition. Okay, let an educator decide that. Somebody with a graduate degree in education who's very experienced and it knows how to teach different grades. There's a skill in teaching grades. There are people who specialize in middle school, early childhood, the lower grades, first, second, third, fourth grade. It takes different skills. Let educators decide. Don't let the equivalent of Voss and Gableman decide. You want Voss and Gableman going through math textbooks? Gableman would hold it upside down. Say, what is this? What is this? Gableman's the guy, of course, getting 11 grand a month forever. Staff 20 grand a month, 31 grand a month from your tax money to go around the state and pretend that he's looking for something that isn't there. But it's those kinds of folks down in Florida who are making these decisions, and that's wrong. I mean, that's just flat out wrong. Flat out wrong. Because the governor then holds them up and denounces them. That's unseemly. That's unseemly. There are other societies in which they burn them. They're not burning them in Florida, but it's the same thing. So we don't know how many of the 54 out of 132, how many of the 41% of the books that were rejected were actually good math books. And these people gin something up just to have something to attack because he's running for president. But that did happen, and that does happen in Florida. And, you know, part of it is they're all afraid of Donald Trump. I don't know why. Donald Trump's not going to run for president again, in my view. He knows he's too controversial and he'll lose. He doesn't want to lose twice, but he loves the attention. And as long as he can be the godfather of the Republican Party, I think that does it for him. He's endorsed more than 140 candidates around the country. Doesn't give them any money. He had a biographer named Michael D'Antonio who wrote a book in 2015 called The Truth About Trump. It's a well-researched book. You may want to read it. He had a, and this really ties into DeSantis and it ties into all these people who are sucking up to Trump to try to look Putin-like. What D'Antonio said, Michael D'Antonio, in The Truth About Trump, is he said this, quote, what is going on resembles The Apprentice. What was The Apprentice TV show about? But a sad scramble of people behaving like crabs in a bucket to be lifted out by Trump. And that's a terrific thing. Crabs in a bucket to be lifted out by Trump. DeSantis is the largest crab on the top. He wants to be lifted out by Trump. He wants to be subservient to Trump, but do it in a way that doesn't enhance Trump's ability to run for president against him, but he's paying fealty. He is obedient. He's paying obeisance. He is obedient to Trump. So how is he obedient to Trump? How is he like a very faithful crab in the bucket waiting to be plucked out by Trump? He's going to want Trump's endorsement in the election. And here's what it is. He goes, math, there's something subversive about that. There's 132 books, and I think many of them are bad news. We're getting rid of 41% because they teach critical race theory, Common Core, and social emotional learning. Baloney. Give it to the educators. Give it to the educators. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.